What up?
Hey, you guys, it's Pete Richardson. And today is February 2nd. And today, you know, it's called Word on the Street. What's the word on the street out there today? Word on the Street is the name of my new show. I'm bringing you just, man, the word on the street. So what's going on in y'all neighborhood? Feel free to give me a call, 877-921-1656. Down here in Lubbock, Texas, it feels pretty good. You know what I mean? The sun is shining. Looks like I'm gonna be able to go walk to the park, do something like that. But I actually have not went outside. But on the weather, it looks like it says about 42 degrees, something like that. Well, that's the word on the street. You know what I'm saying? But did you guys check out that? Did you guys check out the Super Bowl? Now that Super Bowl actually was nothing like it was last year, man. Last year, man, I was going for the Broncos, and the Broncos had three former Texas Tech Red Raiders on there: Luis Vasquez, Manny Ramirez, Wes Welker. Man, and from the first snap of the game of the Super Bowl last year, the Super Bowl was just, man, it just got out of hand. Them Seattle Bullies, the Seattle Seahawks, they went in there. They just basically, they came out there with their big boy pads on, man. I got to give it to them on that. But this year, I was actually going for the New England Patriots, you know what I'm saying, because another one of my former teammates was also playing in the Super Bowl this year. His name is Danny Amendola, number 80 for the New England Patriots, the Super Bowl champion. And so that's why I was actually going for the Patriots as well. I actually was not going for them all year. Oh yeah, I'm actually a fan of the Beast Mode. I really love how he did his interviews, man. I'm really all for what he's doing. Sometimes you don't want to go out there and do, because, you know, you didn't pay to do one thing. Let's play the game of football. So not everybody's social. You know, mostly now everybody just wants you to talk just so they can get some dirt on you, and just so they can get some hits and some traffic to their website. They don't really care about you as your human being of how you're spending your life at night. You know what I mean? So no one really cares. So like I said, I'm a fan of the Beast Mode. You know what I mean? And also, what I'm going to talk about, I'm talking about the Suge Knight. I'm talking about his incident. You know, he didn't kill somebody, but he ended up killing one of his really good friends, trying to run over somebody in a car. What's up with that? What's up with the hip-hop world these days, man? I do not know. And it's just making me wonder, man. And especially, like, I hate to put race into it, but I'm going to get into that later, because Steve Harvey made a comment about some stuff, because Kevin Costner was on his show, and was about some stuff. Can you make a racist comment and still not be racist? But we're going to get into that in a minute. But just like I was saying, man, I hate to put race into it, but it seems like a lot of us black men is just really making it hard to, like, making it hard. So I don't know if it's the media portraying us to be, you know, I don't know. You know, I know, and we are, and sometimes as people, especially minorities, we always want, when a superiority come over, and I say superiority meaning like the white man, because we think when a white man comes in our neighborhood, you know, either some of us is running because some of us are doing wrongdoings, or some of us are pointing the finger. You know what I mean? So really, which one are you? The only thing constant in this world is change. So what I'm trying to say is that the black man, we really do need to do better. We really do need to stop being like this in the media. But sometimes, you know, it's them. We can live our whole life one way, and then we can get in trouble one day. But then that's all of a sudden, that's what we are portrayed as, you know, and which is hard sometimes. Because I remember, everybody remember the Chris Brown incident, the Chris Brown and Rihanna. You know, everybody talking about Chris Brown ended up being the face of domestic violence back in the day. But if you really do your research and go back, I want you to do it for yourself. You should go back and look in that same week. Who else beat somebody up? Not only did he beat his woman up, but he beat his mom up as well. But you don't hear about that. You just hear about Chris Brown and his anger problems and his anger issues, because I feel like, man, I don't know, is it me? or is it a conspiracy? Word on the street. I don't know. But anyway, that's enough of that. But let's get into, what, are you serious? Johnny Manziel enters himself into a treatment center? The Golden Boy from Texas A&M? What? Johnny Manziel? I cannot believe. Well, no. Now, let me take that back. I can believe this. It says, Johnny Manziel ended treatment on Wednesday. Advisor Brad Beckworth told ESPN.com on Monday through a spokesman from the Browns quarterback. This is in quote. Johnny knows there are areas in which he needs to improve in order to be a better family member, friend, and teammate. He thought the offseason was the right time to take this step. Beckworth said. On behalf of Johnny and his family, we're asking for privacy as he rejoins the team in Cleveland. This is Johnny Manziel, Mr. Johnny Football. Heisman Trophy winner, Texas A&M. The next year he was in the Heisman battle, did not win. End up, man, this dude has more celebrity than Tim Tebow. And this guy's getting Tim Tebow actually went to the NFL, actually had a great run with the Denver Broncos before John Elway ended up replacing him with the who? What's his name? Number 18, came from Indianapolis Colts, went to the University of Tennessee. Supposedly like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Peyton Manning, yeah, that's right. But Peyton Manning don't got more rings than your brother, homie. So, hey, how's that to say? How's that to say? Of what it is, you know what I mean? But, hey, that's just a word on the street. But everybody's seen this coming with Johnny Manziel. Come on, let's be real with ourselves, bro. Let's be real. Word on the street. Hey, word on the street was Johnny Manziel was a party animal. He would actually go party with his coach sometimes. He would actually, you know, he does the money sign. Come on now. Doing the money sign. How many, just like I say, I hate to play the race card, but how many black people, you know, can get away with doing that? Man, the media will crucify him. We have to basically be like somebody like Barry Sanders and Walter Payton. And those guys have tremendous character. If you guys have not did your research, the word on the street is Walter Payton was going to be the first black team owner. But then there were some things that ended up not going his way, and I think that's kind of what ended up killing him, not the incident, but then he ultimately didn't have what to live for. And that's the thing with these athletes nowadays, because after sports, no matter, you can play in the NFL professionally for 25 years, but that's only phase one of your life. So if you guys are some athletes out there and you're really adamant and want to find out who you really are, then you should go check out foreveryday.com. That's my website. I actually started my own organization, which was a school assignment that I turned into a business, helping student athletes make that transition from the field to the workforce. So you guys actually should work that out. I mean, go check that out. That's just the word on the street. That ain't the word on the street. That's the word given to you about PDP. You know what I'm saying? That's something I started real passionate about, because after sports, I remember, man, shoot, after sports, you got so many, well, not really after, but during sports, you got so many friends, I remember people used to always hit me up, hey, come to this Super Bowl party. Come to this watch party. Do all this. You know, that's why when I was playing, you know what I mean? Everybody claimed to be my friend, but now that I'm not playing no more, you know how many Super Bowl parties I've invited to? Nada. You know how many people invited me to come and go to the national championship? Nada. I mean, for the college, nada. So, I mean, you got to really understand who your friends are. Sometimes don't disown your day one friends for your friends that you meet in college, because your day one friends, they might have a little animosity at you while you in college, while you're away from home, because, you know, they see their hard work paying off, but sometimes they want to be where you are, and that brings a little envy. You know, that's normal. You know what I mean? But they still going to be your boy at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So if you get into it with somebody in college, you're pretty sure you can call them, and quote-unquote in the hip-hop world, some people call them goons. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm up here, but my goons got me. Sometimes people say, you know, word on the street, you know, them is my partners. They want me to continue, just like Michael Vick. Michael Vick got in trouble with them dogs and whatnot, but that was actually the people who helped him get to where he was at. And then when he helped him get to where he was at, he bought them a house. and but they end up doing wrongdoings in the house and fighting dogs. So you do got to learn how to draw the line with some of your friends that's back home. But all right, let's get into this Suge Knight, man. And if you guys don't know who Suge Knight is, Suge Knight, he actually helped start the Def Jam Records. Not Def Jam, I'm sorry, not Def Jam. Death Row. Def Jam was Russell Simmons and all that, but Death Row. Come on now. It was him and Dr. Dre. And if you guys don't know who Dr. Dre is, Dr. Dre actually the one, if you guys got the Beat headphones, he's the one who actually came up with the Beat headphones and ended up selling them to Apple, which I think was a dumb move, but you know, hey, he's old. You know what I mean? And he got just about $1 billion off the deal, so you can't really blame him. But it was Dr. Dre and Suge Knight started Death Row Records, and Dr. Dre is actually one of the members from the NWA, which means Niggas With Attitude. It was him, Ice Cube, Eazy-E. There's a couple more members. I really don't know that name, but there's a song that you guys that Ice Cube actually wrote that I know that I didn't know about, but Eazy-E is one of the rap. It goes like this: boom, da da boom. Rubber down the street in my 6, smacking the hoes. That's on the song that I really know, because I wasn't really into that, though. I was into Snoop Dogg, I was into Master P, I was into Ja Rule, now I'm into P. Nah, I'm saying, but yeah, but that was the song. But if you want to hear the beat, when that beat drop, it goes, and when you hear that beat drop, though, hey, man, they got it right. NWA, Niggas With Attitude. But, yeah, that's who Suge Knight got in business with. And Suge Knight is a former college player that I don't know if he played in the NFL or not. I need to look that up. But he's an ex-football player turned music producer, and then ended up getting his own studio with Dr. Dre. But his protege was Tupac. And a lot of people was blaming him for the death of Tupac, because Tupac was with him the day that Tupac got shot. And if you see, there's a real famous photo. There's a photo that's taken, and it looks like Tupac got some concern on his face, and Suge Knight's looking like, hey, yo, let's get this over with. And then Tupac ended up getting shot, getting killed, and Suge Knight ended up, you know, he's been in trouble with every since, but he's been out. He has his freedom. He can move on. Tupac can't. Tupac was a, may he rest in peace. He was a very tremendous person to this community, because I really feel like the media shisted him and made him look like a thug, made him look like a criminal who's always in and out of jail. Man, he said, Tupac in quote said, we might not change the world, but that don't mean we should go out there and try, because we might spark somebody and they might end up changing the world. So, man, so always, you know, try to give back whenever you can. But, yeah, that's who Suge Knight killed. You know what I mean? So Suge Knight, he was at a movie shoot with because the NWA, who we're all just talking about, is making a movie. Niggas With Attitude, they're making a movie, and Suge Knight was there. I guess he got into it with somebody, but when he got into it with somebody, he jumped in his truck, and he not only did he jump in his truck and back over somebody, but he backed over one of his good friends. Wow, that's like me, man. My homeboy name is Chubb. That's just like me. That's just like me getting mad at somebody on a movie set, and it was like, shoot, I'm gonna just go ahead and run them over in my truck. But then my homeboy coming to get me to tell me he don't do it. But as I'm in the process of about to run on dude over, my homeboy come out and I actually run him over. Dang, now what, brother? I'm in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And this dude barely said it, $2 million. At least that's the word on the street. $2 million, like, come on now. Woo wee. Now that's some, hey, just like a place called in Lubbock, they call Slim Chicken. Hey, that's some Slim Chicken for you. Because, I mean, I hope you got, and they say he turned himself in. That's the word on the street. Word on the street that he turned himself in. And, I wonder what you think he went to go did after he ran on dude over. Left the scene. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that you just committed a crime and you knew you was going to have to turn yourself in because people was going to come look for you? What would you do, like, before you turned yourself in? Would you go to the bar? Would you go to the strip club? Well, what would you do, especially if you knew there was a high chance that you were not going to get out and see get freedom no more. So what would you do? I mean, that's actually a good question. So let's ask myself that question. What would I do? Shoot, man. I'm running, man. Especially if I got the money to do so. Because first of all, I'm not gonna do no crime like that. But second of all, man, they gonna lock me up anyway. Whether if I go turn myself in or whether if I just go home, chill, drink some wine with my wife, they gonna come in and come get me anyway. So hey. They can come get me. I'm not about to spend my gas money that I'm paying for to go to jail. What? Especially how cheap gas is now. It's like, man, I just went to work. Yes, I made a mistake. You know, but I'm not about to spend my hard-earned money to gas up my car to go to jail so y'all can impound it and auction it off. Nah, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Man, I'm going home. If I ain't going home, I'm going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shout out to Suge Knight for being a man, you know, turning himself in. But I'm just telling you, my point of view, you know, well, first of all, I won't do nothing dumb or idiotic like that, you know, because love conquers all. No matter what, love conquers all. Take a deep breath. One thing my pops always tell me, it's easy to be a boy, but it's hard to be a man. And in football, in sports, you know, your coaches teach you, don't retaliate. You know, the person that's next to you might be somebody else to call you a nigga, or they might call you a B. I don't say that word. You know, or just say something that's flat out disrespectful. But your coaches teach you, don't retaliate, because, you know, you can get thrown out the game, and your coach needs you to play in the game. So with that being said, love conquers all. Take a deep breath. And think about the consequences that you can get yourself into. Think about, like, Confucius. Go look at some Confucius quotes. Because, man, the dude was actually a wise guy. He said, get married. He said, get married. If you get married, and you're successful, then you got a happy wife. But if not, and it's not successful, then you'll become a philosopher. And, hey, you know, that sounds true to me, so... But who am I? I'm only 28 years old, dude, that started a class assignment to a business called Saving Not Disrespectfully. I did go play D1, did an internship at Disney World. I know a little bit, but I don't know a lot. You know, for them guys that's older than me, I still respect my elders. I still get education from my elders. I still get inspiration from my elders. I still respect my elders, no matter what. No matter what, man. The day that you come about that you know everything, that's the day whenever you don't know nothing. You know, because you always need something. You always need something. You know what I mean? You always need to learn something. Just like in sports, there's always somebody better than you. There was somebody out there better than Michael Jordan who didn't get a shot. There's better out there. But when it comes to LeBron James, I don't know. Maybe LeBron James was that little thug kid that the coaches was like, nah, you're going to stay in the sports. And because everybody got that one kid in their neighborhood that's just raw. And be like, and it's always somebody cousin. At least that's the word on the street. It's always somebody's cousin. Man, my cousin's better than Jordan. Man, they used to say, man, my cousin faster than Pete Richards. Man, my cousin way better than Felix Jones. Man, my cousin way better than Marshawn Lynch. Man, Marshawn Lynch was probably that thug kid too. Cause shoot, man, you seen some of that dude's videos? Have you seen some of that dude's videos before he, man, go to my website, soaryeveryday.com, scroll down. And I want to say, the day before yesterday, there's a video I got of him on my website of him talking about how he want to take his llama to the Sizzler. He's like, man, and you see him with his shirt off? I mean, some of them dudes, man, like, man, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm from the hood, too. But I was one of them educated Malcolm X after he was a pimp. I was Malcolm X after he got out of jail. You know, kind of like them Dr. Kings. You know, I was one of them dudes. I looked like I was hood, and I was from the hood, but I was that dude that got good grades in school. I didn't get straight A's, but I got B's and T's. You know what I'm saying? I got B's and C's, and then after that, that was in elementary, then middle school. I was on the honor roll. Baby, the reason why I was on the honor roll because all my friends was on the honor roll. And all my little ghetto kids who grew up with me from my hood, My homeboy Baron, shout out to him. He actually quit in ninth grade. My homeboy Latrell, he quit in the eighth grade. Man, this dude named Chris Jefferson, man, he quit in the ninth grade too with Baron. And like, well, what I'm saying is, man, I started hanging out with people. We were friends, and we were also from the hood, but we hung together in school. And in school, the reason why I was around them is because their parents wouldn't let them get in trouble. My mom, she cared, but she really didn't care. You know what I'm saying? So I just hung around them in school, and I just took their parents' guidance, and I applied it to my own life, and that's why we're still friends to this day. And that's why I kind of separated myself. And I remember, in quote, my homeboy Ron, we're in seventh grade. I remember it was hotter than hell outside. We're out there in full pads, seventh grade. And my homeboy Ron goes, man, it's easy to make it. And I remember sitting next to him like, yeah, man. Because we was, I mean, when I say we were dreamers. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, we this is how we took a bath. We took a bath by just splashing water on us. Like, splashing water. In the tub, we had no shower head, at least for me, had no shower head, like, splashing water. And I was staying with my great-grandma mother. I mean, may she rest in peace to this day. My mother was a rock. I mean, she kept the family going. But that's how we used to take baths. So we used to dream, and we used to listen to Twista, Get It Way. And that's back when cassette tapes, you know, used to put that white paper, they used to say word on the street, put that white paper in the top corner and then record it, and then, you know, you can record. And then when they had the instrumentals on, we used to get down there, listen to all the Northside Rollers. Man, I'm telling you, man, like, we used to be some dreamers. We were dreaming back then. And I remember him saying it was easy to make. He said, all you got to do is go to school, make good grades, and perform on the field. It sounds so simple. He said, perform in school, make good grades. It sounds so simple. And he quit 2 years later. Reason why, I mean, he lost his grandma. He lost his grandma when I was in high school. He lost his mom when I was in high school. He lost his dad when I was in high school. Man, this guy, I really got much respect for this dude, man. And he turned into a doughboy, man. He had a hustle. But let me tell you, he was one of them dudes that finish the work real fast, and then get you from doing your work so you can get in trouble. You know, he was one of those really intelligent, bright kids. But now, man, shout out to Ron Sutton. That's my cousin. He's out there doing positive things for the community. Now he turned his life around. Now he's straight positive, turned that inner hood in him and turned it to where it's all good. So that's somebody who kids need to get behind and follow, too, because he lost his mom, grandma, and father all in high school, bro. All in high school. That's not the word on the street. That's facts. And he turned his life around, and man, he's just doing what he got to do, you know, to be a positive community. Because sometimes we can't control the situations that we're born into. We can't let our socioeconomic status determine our future. We got to determine our own future. We got to do what we really want to do. If there's a will, there's a way. Everybody don't have drums. Everybody has stuff that they can beat on, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got a microphone holder, but everybody got some tissue, that brown thing in the tissue that you can put a microphone and put in your closet, then you can go speaking like this, put it on the chest side with ya. I know, that's the old Steve Harvey, Rhythm Kings of Comedy. But anyway, whatever you do, stay positive. No matter what you done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. That's the word on the street. You know what I'm saying? My name is Pete Richardson, the owner of Soul Creative, saving our athletes respectfully. Go check out my website. Yes, at soareveryday.com, or you can check me out on Twitter, PDP05, or you can follow my foundation, which is at soareveryday. And, man, if you guys follow me, I'm straight positive. I'm going to give it to you real and unedited, not how I come on TV. That's what I'm talking about. It's word on the street, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to talk about that. Okay. I know the media's having a field day with Pete Carroll, right? And if you guys watch that Super Bowl, okay. It was the greatest game. Greatest game. Probably going to go down one of the best games in history. But you got the best running back. Well, probably first or second best running back in the NFL, beast mode. On the 2 yard line, after you just had a miracle catch, you had a 2 yard line. Why would you throw a quick slant? Knowing you, I can see if you're in college. Because in college, not everyone does film. Not everybody does their homework on in the film room, right? But if you're in the NFL and you got inverted receivers down on the goal line, you know, everyone knows. Come on, I ain't played in the game in like 6 years, and I already knew like the routes. Come on, everybody knows the cluster route. You know what I'm saying? And then the corner jumped it. It intercepted it. But shout out to them Patriots. I was so glad you did it with Danny Amendola, former Red Raider, former teammate of mine. So I'm so glad that they did make that play call, and then we ended up winning. But I really thought Seattle was going to win. But why make that play call? The dumbest play call in the history. Let's give them the donkey of the day, even though I'm not sure of the money. Sorry about that. But all right, that's what I'm going to end it with. Word on the Street by P. Richardson on the Associated State Nazis. Respectfully, today is February 2nd, which is my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Tyrone Allen. Love you, bro. I'm going to call you here in a little bit. All righty, that's the Word on the Street by P. Richardson. Hope you guys have a great day. Deuces.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win.
To conquer, to thrive, I came.